The founders of America said that we have been endowed by our Creator with unalienable rights, and among these are the right to life. But abortion has significantly undermined the right to life. The leading organization conducting abortions and promoting them is Planned Parenthood. Since 1985, American Life League of Virginia, a pro-life group, has had a division dedicated to exposing the ugly truth about Planned Parenthood. It's called STOP, S-T-O-P-P, as in Stop Planned Parenthood. They write on their website, quote, "We try to educate people about the truth of Planned Parenthood and its programs so that if we can stand up to them, let them know that Planned Parenthood is unwelcome. Eventually, it will have no choice but to close its doors," end quote. Today, the leader of STOP is Ed Martin, who's done a lot of work in reference to carrying on the legacy of Phyllis Schlafly. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Ed, it's great to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jerry, and then thank you for mentioning Phyllis. She cared a lot about the life issue and fighting abortion, and she did not live to see Roe v. Wade reversed, but she did live to see Donald Trump appoint some great justices. So that was something she cared about. Thank you for mentioning her.
Sure, absolutely. Okay, so what exactly is STOP, S-T-O-P-P, and how do you go about your work?
Yeah, you know, I'm so grateful to be participating and helping with this and directing STOP. STOP was really Judy Brown, famous pro-life fighter for 45, 50 years. Judy, along the way, came to start working with a guy named Jim Sedlak. And Jim just passed away a couple years ago. And Jim had basically developed a series of tools. And the tools were to go and to say to Planned Parenthood, hey, you're in our community. We don't want you here. And by the way, do you have permits for your building? Are you registering the right ways? Are you paying attention? Full-on scrutiny of what a killing clinic is. And Jim was very successful. And so Judy took Jim's success and amplified it, and we keep it going today. So we do lots of things at STOP, like highlight the Planned Parenthood annual report, where their money's coming from. One of the things you and I are talking about, the reason we're talking right now, is we're very pleased that some of the attention on how Planned Parenthood spends their money is coming out. They got a bunch of money, $90 million plus dollars from the COVID boondoggles, from the transfers of wealth. And so, and as you read from our website, we try to put scrutiny on the killing clinics so that people in the country will understand and they will demand something different. And over time, you know, we want to build a culture of life, but we also want to know Planned Parenthood is, you know, a $1-3 billion operation every year. They get almost $1 billion of federal tax dollars, but then they get money from every left wing group and every left wing philanthropist. So we're going up against big killing. You know, big killing this is not small time. And so we have to keep pushing and pulling and finding ways to shine a light on them and then, you know, shine the light and the Lord will take care of the rest.
Well, they have a lot of money, and one of the things they've been doing lately is they've been supporting these referendum that are on different state ballots promoting abortion, and surprisingly, in pro-life states like Ohio or Kansas, they have been successful, and of course, the other side, the pro-life side, our side, has been outspent, you know, a lot of money, but still, it's a disturbing trend. You want to comment on that?
Yeah, I do want to comment on it because it's very important for the citizens to be continually learning. First of all, you make the point of Planned Parenthood and its allies had more money. In Ohio, there were two elections. There was one in August and one in November in terms of the decisions. One had to do with how you do referendum. The other one is what was the actual referendum. It looks like Planned Parenthood had somewhere close to $200 million that they spent to lie to the people and to say what this was about. And our side, meaning conservatives and pro-lifers, probably had about $30 million, maybe 50, depends on how you look at these numbers. But here's the problem, Jerry. It's very important people to hear. This kind of direct democracy, the notion that you're going to put something on the ballot and it's going to be 12 paragraphs long, and then you're going to have Planned Parenthood run $50 million of ads that tell you that this is about access to health care. And then you say, oh, well, I'm for access to health care. And you're voting on that. You know, our founders did not want us to be a direct democracy. The effort to put these direct democracy, we're a republic. The republic has a sort of layer of protection against what? Against the tyranny of the majority. In the case of modern America, it's the tyranny of big money. It's the tyranny of Harvard with an $80 billion endowment supporting people in all across the country in ways that help them, right? And big corporations that Disney, when they want to roll over and give in to the left, they have hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. And we're supposed to be protected from that. And the progressives, so-called, started this movement 120 years ago to take away from the people the Republican form of government and replace it with a direct democracy where big money and fake news will carry the day. And that's what we've seen. So we need to demand from our legislators more accountability of these processes and frankly get rid of them where we can, because otherwise you're going to be governed by what big tech and big media push along with the big money of corporations and more the big money of big government, because Planned Parenthood has billions in part because they get it from the government.
Did the voters of Ohio suddenly become pro-abortion rights?
No, exactly. That's my point. And the media wants to lie about it, and they want to say, oh, look, these people are really – they really want abortion. It's a lie. People don't want abortion more. They certainly don't want abortion with our tax dollars, but they don't want abortion. I would say the number is more like 60-65% are pro-life. They don't want abortion. But if you say, are you for healthcare access? Are you for protecting people's ability to go to an emergency room? You're like, oh, well, yeah, I don't want to take that away from people. So that's the kind of way that you're seeing the lying. And again, that's not the system. The American system is a Republican, a democratic republic, a republic that has this buffer, because otherwise we're going to be governed. You know, the late Phyllis Schlafly, you mentioned her, Citizens United is a famous case, a U.S. Supreme Court case that says any company can spend any amount of money on anything in politics. And Phyllis, along with left-wingers, opposed this. And she opposed it because she said, not because big corporations would bully us, although they do, and that's what the left says. She said, just big government and big money and big, you know, entities. If you can hide the money, you know, that we know where that goes. Money is corrupting. So don't think that it's going to suddenly get moral if you've got corporations that can spend $100 million and never tell you how or why or what they're doing and promote abortion rights.
And of course, in the case of Planned Parenthood, some of that money we're talking about is blood money. I mean, it's money made because abortions are very costly, and they make a big profit promoting abortions and performing them, correct?
Well, and yes, of course. And we can look at their annual reports. If you go to ALL.org, our website, the organization American Life League, and you look at the stop reports, you'll see exactly how the spending goes. And you're right, it's blood money. It's blood money. You know, one thing is that the when you're running an evil empire, you look for other things you can do. One of the things that Planned Parenthood is now doing, and they make a lot of money on it too, is they're looking for ways to use the gender problems, I call them gender disorders, to make money, because there's lots of money made in the gender drugs, in the gender transforming drugs, the gender transforming surgeries, of course, we know. And so they're getting into that act too. But it's all blood money. I mean, look, you don't people that say, oh, they do Planned Parenthood does, you know, they do counseling, but it's a lie. What they do is everything is steered towards producing more abortions and getting more people aborted. And look, we at STOP, it's so much fun to be on the right side of goodness. You know, about 5 years ago, the Planned Parenthood had a series of announcements where they admitted that they're racist. And they admitted that they put out press releases saying, we are racist. Our beginnings were racist. We were anti-African-American eugenists. You know, that's Margaret Sanger. They took Margaret Sanger's name off of one of the big awards and off of buildings because they admitted they're racist. Now, we look at their CEO report, and we see that they still pay two white men the most out of these 80 top CEOs, and they don't have people of color in the top 20 positions. So they're still racist, and they're still sexist, and they're still bigots. But here's the thing we say is, look, hold you accountable to your own terms and hold you accountable to the own nonsense that you have, and recognize, I think that Planned Parenthood should have reparations, and they should take the billions of dollars that they're making, and they should pay back to the African-American community for the slaughter, because that's what they know that they've admitted they did. And so, but back to your point, there's big money in this, and here's the thing. Here's where it's really evil. There's big corruption, because our institutions, hospitals, our politicians, elected officials are corrupted by the money and by the access to the money. So you've got a killing machine that is then corrupting, like growing out and seeping into all these places, higher education, hospitals, elected officials, and they're all, you know, feeding each other in this broken system.
Okay, you say that Planned Parenthood has effectively said, okay, we're no longer racist, but isn't it true that to this day, many of the clinics disproportionately are in very poor neighborhoods, you know, choosing, basically serving, not, I shouldn't say serving, they should, I should say just killing, you know, people of color. That go into abortion.
No, exactly right. They haven't changed their approach. They're still exploiting mostly brown and black and brown families and killing. But it's just funny to watch them use lip service. When the Black Lives Matter movement swept through, everybody had to jump up and down and look woke, and they'd say the right things and they would do certain things. But as you point out, it's really window dressing. If you take Margaret Sanger's name off an award or off a building, I forget which they did, she's been dead for 50, 60 years. That doesn't save any babies. So if you take her name, you know, she's a bigot, she was a racist, she was a eugenicist, you take her name off an award, that doesn't save a single baby that's being killed within, you know, a mile or two of the headquarters of the Planned Parenthood award ceremony, right? So you're exactly right. It is completely true. And it's also true in a world that says that they care about the poor. It's the abortion disproportionately affects the poor. I mean, you know, the people that are dying are black and brown largely and poor. And yet we're sitting around saying, oh, yeah, no, look at how we're virtuous and we're going to look out for these people in this part of the world. And again, you know, there's lots of layers to this. But one of the things we're shining a light to in this discussion is how the government keeps transferring wealth. You know, I mentioned in the COVID boondoggle giveaways, $90 million that Planned Parenthood claimed, you know, because they're big. It's a big business and they get it, right? And they get it. And they get in every budget appropriations. We have pro-life Republicans in office in the U.S. House, and they won't defund them, and they'll still get close to $1 billion in cash of our tax dollars that go to Planned Parenthood. They say, oh, we're helping with, you know, referrals. It's a lie. Money's fungible. It moves right to the killing. And so we have to keep demanding, keep shining the light, and keep moving forward. Planned Parenthood's annual report will be out in the next few weeks. Maybe it'll be a month or so. We'll get another look at how they've transferred a lot of their money and spending into mailing abortion killing drugs to people's homes. And so women that are having abortion in their home are not only imperiling their own lives, they're putting into the system these dead babies, and we're contaminating the water, we're contaminating our living spaces, and this is what they're doing for money and for profit. And that's what Planned Parenthood is doing. So we have to keep an eye on them and keep pushing and keep demanding better and better pro-life leaders.
Can you say anything good about Planned Parenthood? Not that you would want to, but.
The only thing good I could say about it is that I hope that and when they're done and it's ceased, we can learn from the history of such an evil thing. I don't think, you know, the one thing I would say that's disappointing is that so many Americans have mistaken tolerance of evil for kindness. And so you have these horrific stories of women whose lives are dramatically transformed. And oftentimes they, you know, will invoke rape or incest and all. It's all horrific sadnesses, right? I mean, you don't take for granted anything of the way people suffer, man or woman, young or old. So a lot of people mistake tolerance for evil for a kindness. And that's disappointing because it spreads into the rest of our lives. And, you know, at this point in American history, in American life, you know, we're 60, 70, 80, 90 million abortions in since Roe v. Wade initially was started. And it means a lot of people around us have been participating, you know, women and men. And we've got to figure out how to not, you know, Christ can forgive us all the worst things in our hearts and in our lives. And we have to remember that he's not limited by how we think. And we have to try to change our minds and our hearts to love people that have done really, truly participated in true evil. But we can't be afraid to say it. We can't be afraid to name it. And again, you know, American Life League, Judy Brown, she's like the nicest, kindest lady, but she's fearless for the truth of life. And we've got to be that way. We've got to love them, but we've got to hold them accountable.
Ed Martin, thanks so much for being with us. I'll get give your website here. It's ALL.org/STOPP. Thank you so much. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.